Hey, my name's Delaney Davidson, and today we're talking about my new album.
Don't walk away from love.
It's been 6 years since your last solo album. What's it like looking back over that time, and talk me through what you've been up to since then?
Yeah, well, I'm looking back on Shining Day. That was, it feels like such a long time ago, in a whole different world. It was released in 2018, I think. We didn't have COVID. My dad was still alive. I think I went on tour with Marlon through Europe for the release of it. Yeah, and then all this time off in between, thinking and sitting around, and it's been a huge change, and great to dig into what's happening, some stuff locally here. I mean, this project feels like it's started off in fits and starts. There was a whole lot of writing time during the lockdowns, and a lot of sitting in that kind of isolated home lockdown space every morning, and just sort of putting ideas into songs, trying to find ways that these songs could be. I mean, I remember years ago waking up one Sunday morning at a friend's place, and he had this huge record collection, and I was just looking through everything, and I wanted a really specific record. I wanted something to put on a Sunday morning that felt like it would suit the mood I was in and just sort of ease me into the day. And I was thinking, that's something to make, one of those albums, you know. Maybe we have our own versions of those, like a favourite Kris Kristofferson record, or who knows, some people it might be GGL and they want to wake up on Sunday morning. Some people it might be Radiohead, or other people it'll be Tammy Wynette, or something that they really feel just sort of soothes them through that end of the week. It's restful, it's not going anywhere in a hurry, it's not pushing too hard, and it's just taking you into that Sunday morning time. That is an album I want to make, and definitely having worked with lots of other artists and made these very, very luxurious sounding albums, stuff we did with Marlon or with Tammy, putting these big strings on, working with Troy Kingy. They had this very luscious approach to the production, and I just kind of thought, maybe one day I should do one of these for me.
Do you really think that you could find another way? Ooh, take it slowly now. The same old wind that brings the clouds, blow them far away. If you don't stay, walk away.
This album was a lot about collaborative process, which is something I believe really strongly in anyway. And working with Merck as the co-producer, there was so much discussion, and we were working in Diamond Harbour. Me, Merck, Tom Lynch from Sound People, who'd put together a home studio, and Marlon Williams. There was a lot of listening, thinking, deciding. That was quite a different experience for me, because I'm so used to just leading the way with my own project especially, and sometimes with others, and just keeping on going, being the prime decision maker and leading the pace. But this was a real moment for letting a lot of that go and slowing down and just listening to what other people thought, being very, very open to discussion, and not being in a hurry to make any decisions, and allowing yourself to be guided through this album making process, for the vocal takes, for some of the instrument choices. And one of the things that came out really clearly was a conversation with Marlon, when he was saying, I don't want to hear you carrying the song, I want to hear you delivering it. So instead of feeling like you're the person pulling it along and pulling the band, the atmosphere of the song is there, and you're just free at the end to sing it and deliver the message of the song. And that was a really interesting point to bring up, because I think that had a real influence on how we approached a lot of the songs. They didn't feel pushed, they just felt like they slowly unraveled and you could stand within that world and deliver the message of the song purely without the strain or being affected by carrying the weight of the song as the songwriter. You were now in a different role.
Listen to the stars rolling by. Do the stars rolling by.
The recording process began down in Sublime Studios in Kurau, and we recorded about 16 tracks. Then talking with Merck, we started to formulate quite a different approach, and then that's when I started to record in Diamond Harbour, working with Tom and Mark, and Marlon if he was around. And we did about a month of that, I think. Took a long time from the writing, from the initial concept I mentioned of that Sunday morning album. It's felt like something to take time with this record and not to rush it or push it. Yeah, Out of My Head has got that super sweet little pop flavour to it, but it's also got some kind of a weird sadness too, I think. The idea, you can be a part of it too, you know. Don't feel like you're not. Don't ever doubt, should I go here? Should I do this? Just feel free to do what you want to do without wondering if you belong or not. Yeah, a lot of that came from watching Hamish Kilgour hanging out down in Littleton and just seeing some of the things he was facing. You know, Lyon's friends started pushing me all around, never going backwards when you're up to the wall. It's kind of, some of those lyrics felt like they really, whether or not they were what he was going through, it was trying to make sense of, yeah, people look like they're struggling. So it has this real sweet flavour, and it is very poppy, but somehow that whole idea of, yeah, it's not easy to get on through somehow.
Friends started pushing me all around, never going backwards when you're up to the wall. I was out of my head, nothing to do with you. Yes, darling, everything's true. It's got everything to do with you. And you can be a part of it too. Yeah, you can be a part of it too. You think none of it's true, it's got nothing to do with
Can't Get You Out of My Head was me tinkering around with the idea of writing in a way that John Lee Hooker writes, you know, having a really direct, unguarded, quite naked approach to the messaging you're wanting to bring across in the song, not thinking it too hard, just saying it plain, you know. It was an interesting song because it's quite a driving, bluesy, straight-up little song, but, yeah, it's kind of what it is. It just is that. Just associate, I went and hung out with Sam Scott. We've done quite a lot of shows together over the years. He's got a great approach to things. So kind of opposite to me, pushing myself into things and rushing. But we went and spent a day together writing, and he was talking about this concept that he'd heard about where as a coping mechanism for having a much too busy schedule, you just pretend you're somebody else for the second half of the day who never did all those things in the first half of the day, which sounds kind of stupid, but probably works. And, you know, for some short-term solution, it's actually pretty effective. So the song came out of that. We wanted to have a bit, you know, the sort of throwaway feel to the lyrics. So just the way it talks about, I'm going to disassociate from my brain's man, you know, really laconic, bit of Lou Reed flavour, but then ended up somehow having this weird Mungo Jerry T-Rex buzz in there as well. So it's a bizarre song. And lyrically, this is one thing that I liked about the album, was that it felt like there was these very old school, traditional sounding formats, almost genre-based writing, but the concepts in the songs and the lyrics are talking about modern philosophical concepts or scientific things that maybe people back in the day didn't really write about that stuff, but there's some of that really just sitting in broad daylight on the plain as day on the table, you know. So that song felt like it definitely fitted in that camp.
I'm gonna forget about it.
This track, Drive Me Wild, was one, and again, it's that same thing as Disassociate, where you're talking about concepts like, you know, treating somebody as a constant, which is scientific experiment talk, or just the plain-faced lyric style of that song. Yeah, I heard that you were hanging out with someone else, I spat on your picture, I cursed you, you didn't even notice you were out at the party. You know, this kind of idea of someone losing their mind and the other person not even knowing. So we've been listening to a bit of Swamp Dog and really liked the approach he had with, especially with that Lonely album and the production on that. Yeah, we were thinking about that song sort of being a homage to that style of production, and then coming to sing it, Marlon had this concept for this, really two vocals just completely identical, harmonized, but all the phrasing being quite idiosyncratic and really drilling down into that. Yeah, it became that thing where these two voices are just locked, totally locked in together in this weird-ass environment.
When I went to see you, I thought I was the only one. And I cried when I left, 'cause I realized what you had somebody else. It's so hard to see you think of me as a constant, 'cause let me tell you, darling, I've learned that there's no such thing. But you're so fatalistic about love, it drives me wild.
much more than you'll ever think about me. And it hurts, yeah it hurts, to think that I don't matter as much to you as you do to me.
Yeah, well, Heaven is Falling, that's an interesting song. That's me and Hayley Weston and I wrote that song together. She got in touch because she moved back to Christchurch after spending a lot of time in LA, and she wanted to meet local musicians and specifically talk about songwriting, I guess. So we had a meeting in a local cafe, we're hanging out, and then I said, oh, I've got a piano, I've got guitars, we can just go and hang out at my place and write. So we went back and ended up writing, and that song came out in the afternoon. It was the first song I recorded with Mark, and I went over to have dinner with Mark and Tom at their Diamond Harbour house, and they were kind of like, oh yeah, so yep. And they had all these mics set up, and I was like, okay, this wasn't just a dinner invitation, there's something a bit more going on here. So we ended up tracking that song, and I think that really dictated the feeling for the album. It all kind of came from that song, the emotive moods, the big wide sweeping strings, the up close vocal atmospheres, and the colours of that song felt like they bled right through. So yeah, we scrubbed it up and then asked Dr. Carl Stevens to write his beautiful string part for that, and asked Reb Fountain to come and sing on it too, which was, I mean, Carl's strings really lifted it into some other quite cinematic feel, and then Reb's vocal as well just really pushed it into another place. It was beautiful. What she can do is something else.
I was scared of silence, looking for distraction, something in the distance caught my eye. I was looking backwards, back into the darkness. Somebody was crying close nearby. How can I explain? My heart goes up in flames. I don't know, I don't know.
Yeah, that was interesting. This was almost like a Her Majesty moment from the Beatles, where they just have something very light at the end to lift after going through all the that rich, thick, emotive music, and you end up with some kind of release at the end of it, that you're not stranded in the sunset kind of feeling, you know? But it felt like a real John Prine-flavoured song somehow. It was like, I love how he writes these songs that just, they're just really talking to you in a way that's very real. And the idea of not being hung up on worrying where things are going, just call. You don't have to hang out by yourself. Don't have to be lonely. You don't have to go. No one has to say they love anyone. You know, just hang out in the moment.
Just call. You don't have to be lonely. You don't have to go. You don't have to say that you love me. I wonder what you thought I needed you to do for me. Float around the room, float around the room. Pick up all the broken pieces that once belonged to you. Close your eyes and baby count to three. Just call it. Does anybody want to be the only one? Anybody else but me? Tell me, do you want to be hunted? Tell me, do you want to be free? Sitting on my shoulder, singing to my ear. Days are getting colder, turning like the year. It's sweet to have you round. Leaves are burning golden, falling to the ground. Babe, take off your uniform and throw it in the road. Come back down to me. Over, no one won, and everybody's free. Dry your eyes and let go of that load. Just call. You don't have to be lonely. You don't have to go. You don't have to say that you love me. Just call. Just call.
Hi, I'm Delaney Davidson, and you're listening to Totally Wired with me and Hunter.